This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The jury in the Kermit Gosnell murder case may soon hear about how the abortionist abused his staff, treated and paid them poorly, and coerced them to participate in third-term abortions so they could make more money. So far, the prosecution has sought to show the jury why they allege Kermit Gosnell is guilty of murder in the deaths of a woman and seven viable children. Following a horrifying forced abortion Friday in China, the internet is buzzing in the giant nation with graphic details of the abortion performed at 7 months gestation. The father of the child reported the case. Meanwhile, in this nation, a TV news commentator displayed her understanding of fetal and gestational development. Referring to unborn children, Melissa Harris Perry commented on how much it costs to have this thing turn into a human. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Nearly 600 children were saved during the recent 40 Days for Life campaign. Now Abby Johnson is preparing for April 8th, the second Monday after Easter, for the National Day of Exodus to help abortion clinic workers leave the industry that day. Abby Johnson was director of one of the largest Planned Parenthood abortion businesses before leaving the industry. For pro-life headlines, delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.